transport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's probably safe to say that the general public has a negative image of off-road enthusiasts.
There have been problems within the off-road community of people disregarding personal property and trespassing and being disrespectful of the sport and people in general, and it's created a very negative stereotype. But that's not typical of the community in general.
Steve Thompson coordinates the new Texas Off-Highway Vehicle Program through Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says most folks in the off-road community are respectful.
The people that are responsible users of these machines, that respect the environment, that respect the ability to go out and use these on public land, are not very noticeable because they're not creating problems.
Some of the bad press the community receives may stem from the fact that there are very few places in the state for enthusiasts to pursue their sport. Approximately 86% of Texans live in 30 of the largest metropolitan areas in the state.
And there is a large unmet need for additional venues for legal, safe, family-oriented trail riding type facilities.
We'll talk about this need and what's being done to address it tomorrow.
We have more ATVs, motorcycles, and full-size off-highway vehicles than any other state other than California.
That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.